Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. It will be very brief. As John just mentioned, the content of my presentation can be found in document number 12 that basically covers what I will be presenting, encompasses the program of work for the upcoming 2 years and an evaluation of the past 2 years. So the upcoming 2 years can be translated as from April 2024, so this month, to April 2026. So this is aligned with the schedule of our meeting. And the biennial evaluation is from 2022 to 2024. So essentially, our activities and input outputs fall into three categories: meetings, publications, and technical cooperation. Just to refresh your memory, I will not read them out. Under the UNEC transport sub-program, we are mandated to undertake these 10 tasks. You can read it in the document. It's basically the main task is to collect, compile, and disseminate land transport statistics, maintain our transport statistics database, and some other activities. So over the next 2 years, we are expected to accomplish two main objectives: improve availability and scope of transport statistical data. For this, while our online transport database is largely complete, but certainly there is room for improvement in data availability. And the second accomplishment is better engagement with member states through our annual meeting and to improve countries' capacities to produce SDG data. For example, as what we discussed this morning, for road tone kilometers, data has been delivered by 29 countries, and our target is to increase this to 33 countries over the next 2 years. So for countries that do not deliver the data, it will help me a lot to not to get fired by my chief if I don't I don't meet this target. And then in terms of participants, I think we are very pleased with the participation of the annual meeting of this year. So we are fine with that. For the activities to be delivered in the next 2 years, so just like the past 2 years, under these three clusters of the transport sub-program, we are, as I said, we are expected to improve improve the availability and scope of transport statistical data, and to produce output of transport-related SDG indicators, and periodically refine the glossary of transport statistics, which we will discuss shortly. And lastly, in terms of outputs to be delivered in the next 2 years, the first meeting is 75th session, which is our meeting right now, and this next meeting in 2025. And additionally, we are also expected to publish this list of publications and continue providing support to countries in their production of transport statistics. So my last remark would be, please feel free to reach out. I'm always available to assist you should you need any assistance in providing data. We cannot stress it much how important it is to have robust data on transport. Thank you very much.